Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Difference Between Generative and Discriminative Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for AI Engineers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definitions and key differences between generative and discriminative models, their applications, and real-world examples of each model type. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between generative and discriminative models and understand their respective use cases in the context of technology and business. Main content definitions of generative and discriminative models. Generative models and discriminative models are two fundamental approaches in machine learning that serve different purposes. Generative models, these models aim to learn the underlying distribution of the input data. In simpler terms, they can generate new data points from the same distribution as the training set. A generative model learns how data is generated, which means it can create new examples that resemble the original dataset. Examples include algorithms like generative adversarial networks, GANs, and variational autoencoders, VAEs. Discriminative models, on the other hand, discriminative models focus on drawing boundaries between different classes in the data. They learn how to differentiate between classes based on the features present in the data. Unlike generative models, discriminative models do not attempt to model how data is generated. Examples include logistic regression, support vector machines, and neural networks designed for classification tasks. Key differences and applications. The primary distinction between generative and discriminative models lies in their focus and capabilities. Objective: generative models aim to capture the joint probability distribution of the input data, while discriminative models focus on the conditional probability of the output given the input. This means generative models can create new instances of data, while discriminative models can classify or label existing data. Use cases: generative models are particularly useful in scenarios where creating new data is essential, such as in image synthesis, text generation, and data augmentation. For instance, a GAN can generate realistic images based on the training data it has been exposed to. In contrast, discriminative models are commonly used for tasks like spam detection, sentiment analysis, and image classification. For example, a neural network can be trained to recognize whether an email is spam based on its content. Complexity: generative models tend to be more complex as they require learning a more comprehensive representation of the data. They often involve more parameters and require larger datasets to train effectively. Discriminative models, while generally simpler, may achieve higher accuracy in classification tasks due to their focused learning approach. Examples of each model type. To better understand these concepts, let's take a closer look at practical examples of both generative and discriminative models in a business context. Generative model example: consider a fashion e-commerce company that wants to enhance its customer experience by generating new clothing designs. By using a generative model like a GAN, the company can input existing clothing designs into the model, which can then create new and innovative designs that resemble the original styles. This approach can not only save time in the design process but also provide customers with unique options that may not be available in the market. Discriminative model example: imagine a business that focuses on customer feedback analysis. By employing a discriminative model such as a support vector machine, the company can analyze customer reviews and classify them as positive, negative, or neutral. This classification assists in understanding customer sentiment and helps in making informed decisions about product improvements or marketing strategies. By effectively categorizing feedback, the business can quickly address concerns and enhance customer satisfaction. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the critical differences between generative and discriminative models, examining their definitions, unique characteristics, and applications in real-world scenarios. Understanding these concepts is vital as technology continues to evolve and businesses seek innovative solutions powered by AI. By differentiating between these models, you are now better equipped to select the appropriate approach for various machine learning tasks in your career. Reflection questions: how would you apply a generative model in a business context to create new product offerings? In what scenarios might a discriminative model be more beneficial than a generative model for your business needs? Reflect on a recent project or task. Which type of model, generative or discriminative, would have been more applicable, and why?